This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it never has and it never will. I hope you know that already. Anyways, today is Thursday, August the 1st, day 214 of the year, and only 152 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Oh, yes, it is. That's where we're hanging out. Radio Big, Safety FM. We're doing a couple of different things. Always is the way that it works. So don't worry about that. So anyways, how's the last 24 hours been for you? Exciting, good stuff. Some stuff that you did not expect, hopefully. All on the good side of the house. No doubt about that. So with that being said, if you're not familiar with what we do around here, we talk about safety, we talk about the news, and we talk about safety in the news. Yeah, that's kind of the gig. We bring in some professional broadcasters, and they talk about what the hell's going on inside of the world of the news as well. So it's a combination of things that are going on inside of this lifetime, because that is just what is happening. So if you want to interact with the show, all you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. That will get you moving and grooving and get everything rolling for you inside of the multiverse of what the hell we have going on. So don't worry there, because we will make sure to take care of you and do all of the fun stuff that is going on. So let's see. Text messaging, audio messaging, and video messaging all available at call-in radio, because that is just the way that it works. So now that you know that, I know that, and we're kind of acquired in regards of what's going on, why don't we start talking? Some loud noises over here. Why don't we start talking about some things that are going on in the world of the trends of the ends, because I think that that's going to be important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the overnight, it went like this. More fallout from the CrowdStrike outage in New York State. Homeowners get an unwelcome surprise. That doesn't sound good. Also, Elizabeth Banks chokes on a pee, and Christy Teigen updates fans on her son's Miles. And what else do we have? Let's see. The season finale of House of Dragon gets leaked, and San Elmo's fire sequel's in the work. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls. And the king gets a jump on his summer holidays. Yeah, that sounds like the stuff that's going on, no doubt there. So with that being said, why don't we do this? let's go ahead and bring in the pros. Let the pro broadcasters come in and do their world of stuff. So here's the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
On Feature Story News in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world news. The first delivery of much-anticipated F-16 jets have arrived in Ukraine, according to officials, in a move which Kiev has said will help rebuild its damaged air force. US and EU diplomats have been in emergency talks over the Middle East in a scramble to try and prevent the threat of a full-blown regional war after Israel targeted Hezbollah and Hamas leaders in Beirut and Tehran. The funeral for assassinated Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh and his bodyguard is being held in Tehran, with Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei leading the prayers. Meanwhile, the United States told a UN Security Council meeting on Wednesday that it has no independent confirmation as to Hamas's claims regarding his death, but an emergency session of the UN Security Council has been called as fears are mounting of possible regional escalation. Jody Jacobs reports from the UN in New York.
During the emergency session, Algeria's ambassador to the UN said that this was not merely an attack on one person. Amir Benyami saying it is a vicious assault on the very foundations of diplomatic relations and the principles that underpin the global order. But Israel's ally in the council, the United States, saying Israel has a right to defend itself against the attacks from Hezbollah and other terrorists, adding that the US has no independent confirmation regarding Ismail Haniyeh's death in Iran. And while calls for de-escalation ring loud here at the UN, all eyes will be firmly fixed on the region, with Iran already saying that it will not hesitate to exercise its inherent right to self-defense. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Venezuelan security forces have been detaining volunteer election observers. More than 1,000 people have been arrested following protests over Sunday's contested election in which Nicolas Maduro won again. The Pentagon says a man accused of plotting the September 11th terror attacks has agreed to a plea deal along with two accomplices. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has spent nearly two decades in pre-trial detention at the Guantanamo Bay military prison. Ira Spitzer reports.
In a letter to the families of 9/11 victims, prosecutors say Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two other men have agreed to plead guilty to murder and other charges in exchange for prosecutors not seeking the death penalty. The three men, as well as two others, are charged with plotting the attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people and have been in U.S. custody for more than two decades. Muhammad is believed to be the one who presented the idea of flying hijacked airplanes into a building to Osama bin Laden. However, the cases had stalled over a number of issues, including whether their treatment in CIA prisons had tainted the evidence against them, including confessions.
The death toll from landslides in southern India's Kerala region has risen to 167. Hundreds are still believed to be missing. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. India and China say they'll speed up negotiations to resolve their border dispute after the 30th round of talks on the issue. This comes just a week after foreign ministers from the two countries met in Laos. Ishan Garg has more from New Delhi.
India has described the latest round of negotiations as constructive. The Chinese foreign ministry says the two countries will speed up their negotiations to resolve the conflict. The issue relates to the two countries' borders in the Himalayan region, which is often poorly demarcated but considered to be of great strategic importance. After the 30th round of talks, New Delhi says the two countries' relations need to be based on mutual respect for what's called the line of actual control, or the de facto agreed-upon border of the two countries. Tens of thousands of troops from both nations have been deployed there in the past 4 years, but analysts say their stance softening towards each other, some kind of resolution might be on the cards down the line. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
The Philippines and United States navies conducted a joint maritime exercise in the South China Sea as the two allies enhance how their militaries cooperate at a time of growing tensions in the South China Sea. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
The latest exercise was held within the Philippines' exclusive economic zone. Manila says it included two ships and was crucial in the two navies being able to collaborate. It follows a visit by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who held talks with their Philippine counterparts. Washington pledged funding of $500 million U.S. dollars to beef up Manila's military and Coast Guard. China claims almost all the South China Sea, despite overlapping claims from the Philippines, and encounters between the two sides have grown increasingly frequent and combative in recent months.
And that's the latest world news from Feature Story News. I'm Nina Maria Potts reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the Safety Pro, The Hop Nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training. And I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, nothing better than being called radio face, no doubt for that. Anyways, here we are 15 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out and talking about all of the lovely things that are going on inside of the world, though. I mean, that's what we do. I mean, let's not lie here about the stuff that we talk about and that we do here. So let's go from there. I mean, come on, what else would we be doing? You know what I'm saying? There's a constant amount of stuff that we get to talk about and things that we get to discuss, keep people informed about, and all that jazz. No doubt there. Anyways, with that being said, let's get into the move and the groove of the shit list, because it is the list that's full of shit that we talk about. So here we go. A new video angle on July the 13th. Shooter again calls for in question while Donald Trump wasn't rushed off the stage before he was shot. I do have the video. And if you are hanging out on the video emer streamer, I have it. It is, would I go as far as calling it graphic? I would probably call it questionable in regards of some of the information. So take a look-see here, and we will go through it. If you are on the stream or email, if not, we can probably discuss it as we go in real time. So here it is, 18 seconds. See the guy on the top of the roof. You can see him moving. I mean, and there's a circle on there. And you can see the setup, and that's kind of how it goes. There's a setup on the screen in regards of how it's set up, and there you go. It's a lot of stuff going on, no doubt about that. So with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we talk a little bit more? The shooter is plainly seen not crawling but running across the roof before he gets into the shooting position during the first few minutes of Trump's speech. Obviously, this should have been triggered an immediate response from the Secret Service counter snipers. If it's not to fire, but to communicate the scene was not safe. Senator Tom Tillis said on Wednesday that there were at least 30 seconds between the shooter being spotted and a local law enforcement and the shots being fired, but no mechanism to communicate to the Secret Service to get Trump off the stage. Meanwhile, law enforcement in Butler, Pennsylvania, say that they were instructed by the Secret Service to establish a counter sniper team at the ground level, according to what they're saying. So I don't know. A lot of information there. So with that being said, let's jump around a little bit more, because, you know, apparently that is what we do now. We just jump around from one seg to the other seg to discuss some of this stuff. So let's talk about that. Let's get into the publish mode over here and take a listen to this.
So he's wrong about the assignment.
Absolutely.
I think the biggest thing to not lose sight of is, you know, their job was on being on the outside, unsecured perimeter, looking inward at those, you know, that had already gone through security.
The local officials told Fox this was the view their two snipers had. You can see this is a different warehouse window than the one Roe pointed to, and the vantage point is at the ground level looking into the crowd and not onto the roof.
And listen, I am not a fan of Fox News or MSNBC or any of that stuff. I'm just trying to play where the source of material is coming from. So that's why you're getting these things. Just a little FYI action. But let's continue to take a listen.
The commander of the local snipers says if the Secret Service had told them to place their snipers on the roof, they would have. Acting Director Rowe says he takes full responsibility, though, and they will be more forward and direct next time with their local counterparts. We've reached out to the Secret Service about what local law enforcement officials are saying here on the ground, and they directed us back to Rowe's congressional testimony. John.
So there you go. You already get on how this is going to go with some of the information that's out there, because that's how it is. I mean, nothing's going to be finalized. It's still going to be a while. I mean, let's just be realistic in its retrospective of what it is assumed of what occurred and how the timeline works. You know this. We talk about investigations all the time, except that this is a very, very high-end investigation. And yes, it does sound like there were some things that did not go well in regards of it. So yes, understand that. I understand it. And let's move forward.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Okay, take a listen to this. Delta Airlines announced on Wednesday that it incurred north of $500 million in losses as a result of the July CrowdStrike update and triggered system-wide outages. CEO Ed Bastian told CNBC that the company did not just have to give refunds, but also shell out for hotels while Delta scrambled to rebook flights. In just 1 week, the airline canceled more than all in 2019 on that particular week. As a result, Bastian said that the company has no choice but to sue for damages, then retained a power lawyer, David Bose, according to what they want to do with this lawsuit. This is according to the discussion that was had with CNBC in regards of what's going on. And I'll tell you where we pulled it from, because we did pull it from CNBC. The video is like 7 minutes long, and we don't want to torture you with that. It's just not what I want to do. It's not my gig, man. Meanwhile, at Boeing, the aviation company tapped the head of aerospace design company, Rockwell Collins, as its new president and CEO. Kelly Orteg takes the helm on August the 8th. This is according to what Boeing had to say. So they did send out some information in regards of what is going on. So elected Robert K. Kelly as the company's new president and chief executive officer effective August the 8th. So a week from today, you will have a new CEO in Boeing. And you know that there's going to be another scrutiny. So the respected industry veteran for more than 35 years in aerospace, Arlington, Virginia, on July the 31st, 2024, announced that Boeing today announced that the board of directors has selected Robert R. Kelly. R. Kelly. Oh, he doesn't go by R. Kelly. I just screwed that up for him. Sorry about that. As the company's new president and chief executive officer, effective August the 8th, Orteg will also serve as Boeing's board of directors. He will succeed David Calhoun, who earlier this year announced his intentions to retire from the company, having served as the president and CEO since January of 2020 and as the member of the board of directors since 2009. So more information's out there if you want to go look for it, no doubt about that. Also, corporate news media, NVIDIA. Stock soared to $329 billion on Wednesday, breaking a single day record that was set in February when it climbed to $247 billion. So there you go. NVIDIA apparently is where to be in regards of information of that magnitude. So there you go. Anyways, a couple in Abilene miraculously survived a truck mounted crane used to trim trees on their property that fell into their home. The crane operator also walked away from the disaster. The tree trimming booth was more than 100 feet in the air when one of the legs from the truck busted through the septic system and caused the whole apparatus to tip over. The worker who fell immediately jumped up and told the crew that he was okay. The homeowners tell local media that he's glad a tree trimming company that they are fully insured, and he and his wife are looking for somewhere else to stay while their house is being repaired. I mean, I would imagine so. We're not going to talk here and say, yeah, they weren't looking forward to, moving forward and getting elsewhere, because that would be a lie in regards of what's going on. So let's take a listen to this one, because I think that therefore I am. We need to talk about it, because if we did not discuss what is going on, you might be in a little shocker hocker here. In regards of what's going on. So let's take a look at this one. So watch this.
Scene you really don't see every day. A scary scenario in a quiet Rensselaer County neighborhood today after a crane truck tips onto a home. Crews spent hours trying to get that truck off the roof. And CBS 6's Brianna Supardi is here now. She was there at the time. She's with us now to tell us more about this. And Bree, this was a tree cutting service, as I understand it, that was involved here. Just an unbelievable story, really.
Yeah, an absolute miracle.
I mean, it's more than just an unbelievable story. As you can see, if you're on the radio side or the podcast side, it is tipped over to its side as the thing is stuck on there. Let's get a little bit more information here.
There was a tree trimmer atop this tree, 100 feet up. He fell, but miraculously, he was uninjured. Now, there was, again, he was more than 100 feet up when the crane tipped over. Tree trimming companies, they're considered one of the most dangerous jobs in the U.S. for that very reason, falling from great heights. But again, miraculously, the man not only survived, but walked away uninjured.
It's a sight hard to wrap your head around. A large truck resting on the roof of this home.
That was probably one of the craziest things I've ever seen. I've seen some crazy things.
It all started this morning.
I mean, as you can see, this thing is ripping through this house. I mean, at least part of it. Let's continue.
A&G Tree Service arrived at Robert Chappie's Sandra Drive home in Wyandotte to remove some trees in his backyard.
They were bringing their big boom truck up, which I guess can stretch out 150 feet. They were bringing it up, and they had a man up on the boom, way up hanging off the boom, and he was going to start cutting some of the limbs off the trees in the backyard.
The tree trimmer was hoisted up more than 100 feet in the trees to start chopping away at the limbs. Then, moments later,
as they were swinging around, one of the legs of the boom truck went through the septic system. And
I mean, think about that. The boom, I mean, how heavy was this thing that it went through and they weren't prepared to actually where the placement needed to be? Maybe that's the other question that one should be asking around here.
I'm crashing down and I heard the noise, crash, 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 crash. I ran out the door and I saw the mess that was out there and everything was down.
So you kind of get the point here on what exactly was going on. But I mean, what kind of craziness is this stuff going on right there? No doubt about that. Why is this thing not flipping back? Okay, here you go. So yeah, some information there as always, as we are talking, no doubt about that, mi amigos, for there. So there you go. Also, the house in Vancouver, Washington, surrounded by the property of junk, including creepy collection of mannequins and statues. But that's not the worst part. It's totally infested with rats too, and so bad that they're spreading to the neighbor's property. Kylie Price, who lives next door, tells local media that the rats scratch on the side of the house, like next to my head. So if you're awake, she added that the rodents keep her dogs barking all hours of the night. And it gets worse. Price runs a pet sitting service who one of her houses and can't let her clients' critters outside. So they're now filing a lawsuit in an attempt to get someone something done with the problem. This is part of the owners of the hoarders, Hell says, seeking help for hoarding problems that they're trying to clean up. Yes, trying to clean up a hoarding problem. That's what it sounds like there. I mean, and if there's pictures online for this hoarding story, if you want to go take a looksy-ooksy there in regards of what's going on, because it is a severe cluster F in regards of what's happening. Okay, so after initial recall of more than 207,000 pounds of deli meat due to Listeria, Boar's Head added that an additional 7 million pounds of deli and poultry items are on the list. In midweek, 34 people have gotten sick across 13 states. Two deaths were also reported, one in Illinois and the other one in New Jersey. Yeah, New Jersey. The newly added items include meat intended for slicing at delis and more factor meats and poultry products that were produced from May the 10th to July the 29th. Under Boar's Head and Old Country brand names, the sell-by dates are July the 29th through October the 17th. The recall items should be thrown away or returned to the store. So there you go. You know, I always have a hard time with some of this stuff. When people start saying that it should be recalled and thrown away, and I'm talking about the thrown away portion, because here's what happens. When you start talking about throwing items away, immediately people start going, well, who's going to replace what was what I paid for? You know that that's how it goes. So I don't know. You probably need to contact your local store and figure out exactly what's going on there. It's probably the best bet. So with that being said, let's take a listen to this.
Boar's Head is recalling an additional 7 million pounds of ready-to-eat meat products amid an ongoing outbreak of listeria poisoning. The new items include deli meats as well as some packaged meat and poultry products sold in stores. They include liverwurst, ham, salami, bologna, other products made at the company's plant in Jarrett, Virginia. The products were made between May 10th and July 29th under the Boar's Head and Old Country brand names.
So there you go. Some stuff going on right there. No doubt about that. So with that being said, what do you think here? Some information for sure as we are going on. So I don't know. You might want to double check your packaging in regards to what's going on. Also, listen to this. Comedian Pete Davidson checked himself into a mental health facility. No word on what he is hoping to work on in the treatment, though. Insiders say that he just wants to get himself right. In the meantime, several of his upcoming shows have been canceled. So just so you know. Also, let's talk about the Dow real quick. The Dow gained about 99 points to close at 40,842. West Texas, before I get there. The S&P increased by 85 points to close at 5,522, and the NASDAQ increased by 451 points to close at 17,599. West Texas Intermediate closed at $78 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $81 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.49, and Bitcoin tumbled on Wednesday down 2.3%, trading around $64,600, and there was more than 4,260 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States, and more than about 145 such cancellations. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $358 million jackpot or $169.7 million cash payout. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there. Let me talk about this real quick because this will tie into the Taylor Swift craze of life that occurs before we get to our main story. Jason and Travis Kelce are looking to cash in their New Heights podcast success. The Wall Street Journal reports that the brothers are in talks with Amazon-owned Wondery for a $100 million contract. No word on any other specific deals, however. In the meantime, Travis is gearing up for another season with the Chiefs, and recently retired Jason is preparing for his ESPN debut on Monday Night Countdown panel. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. So be on the lookout for that. Some stuff going on right there. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so let's go ahead and do it. Let's do that main story thing.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
You know, today I want to talk a little bit about some things that, you know, happen in the workplace and people get frustrated about, and they happen in all times, in all sequence of events, in all timelines. So it's kind of be one of those things that it's important to talk about and weird to talk about. But I want you to think about a time that all of a sudden you have a meeting coming up, okay? And it's not the meeting, it's a meeting, okay? But it's a meeting with someone that's a higher rank official inside of your organization, okay? Are you following along? And this could be video meeting, call, this could be in person, but it's a meeting. It's a meeting, not kind of a meeting, it's just a meeting. So you have all this stuff set up, you got all this stuff going, and you're ready for the meeting. For a meeting with the person that is higher ranked. And you get the 15 or 10 minute notification, 30 minute notification saying that that's when the meeting is about to start. You're, you know, finishing up the finishing touches on whatever is going to be discussed. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, you get the email. the email that says one or two things. Either it got pushed back, or it got it got pushed back for later in that same day, or it got rescheduled altogether. Know what I'm talking about? I mean, these things happen. Or you have the meeting where the no-show occurs. You know, there's kind of some combos in regards of what to look at. So when that occurs because of the preparation that you've done, what is your level of frustration that got you there? That's the one thing that I want to talk about. Because people get extremely frustrated when the no-show meeting occurs. When the reschedule happens right as on the verge of occurring. And the one that even gets more interesting is these. Are the ones where you're going in to talk to the board and they're running behind. And we're not talking about minutes, we're talking about hours. And it almost seems like the day that you're supposed to be inside of the board meeting, if you're not a board member, that apparently you're supposed to take the whole day to make sure that you can work that schedule because you can't schedule anything else. And the reason that I bring this up today is because sometimes some of these meetings will occur that have some big impact on changes that are supposed to happen within your organization, but they can't happen all of a sudden because on how this form, on how this method of rescheduling has occurred. So has this occurred to you? And if it hasn't, well, be glad that it hasn't. And if it has, how frustrated were you with the whole process of the whole thing happening? Because that's what happens most of the time. Things change, things occur, life happens. Now, I will tell you, I remember having a meeting scheduled with a pretty well-known electric car manufacturer, okay? We'll put it that way. And all of a sudden, I was supposed to be doing an introduction with someone else. The introduction was the other person introduces this very well-known electric car company, and the someone else didn't show. Didn't kind of like call and say that they weren't going to make it. They just didn't show at all. Like nothing, I mean, at all. So I'm thinking some major catastrophic event must have occurred. So can't get a hold of the person. We end up having to reschedule with this very well-known electric car company and say, hey, I don't even have a timeline on when I can tell you that we can reschedule, but let's talk about doing this later in the week. And keep in mind that this was the intro. This was the first time that these people were meeting together. So all of a sudden, I'm scrambling. I go ahead and I send emails. I try to make some phone calls and never get a hold of the person for at least an hour or so. And their response to me was that they were in a meeting that ran over. Ran over. And this was the reason that they did not show. Not a message, not any kind of format of saying that they could not make it. They just did not show. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm very kind of strange when it comes to trying to introduce people. And I want things done to be very specifically because, hey, it's an introduction. You're putting your name out there. You're trying to help somebody else. So from that particular point on, I just knew that I could not do business with this other company, with this very well-known electric car maker. And that's how things change. And I look at it and I go, when do you sit back and take a look at some of this stuff? So are you known to not show to meetings at all? Are you known for not doing things that people would expect in regards when it comes to meeting? I remember having a boss at one point that he loved to reschedule meetings minutes before they were supposed to occur. Minutes. I'm talking like you're down to the last 10 minutes and then you get the reschedule notice. So think about that. And we can go into that whole thing of do unto others as you want them to do unto you. But think about how that would make you feel overall in regards to that being done. So what is the rescheduled for a meeting, not the meeting for you, on how you take a look at this and how so many things could change just based on that one development? I'll reference this one time. I remember one time I took a guy out to dinner and we were about to make him an offer to run a facility within our organization. And the moment that he sat down, he started talking about how he couldn't see himself running anything. going forward on where he was at in his career, not realizing that we were about to make him an offer to run one of our facilities, which I thought was kind of interesting. And then later on, he told me on how interested he was in running one of our facilities, but we had already made the decision that he was not the right person because of it. I know, it gets strange. Sometimes what we say is so important in how we react in some of these meetings. Think about that.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
USA, Canada, UK.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Warning. Listening to other radio stations could cause testicle shrinkage.
I'm talking truth.
Okay, let's talk about it. Rated R Safety Show. 46 minutes past the top of the hour. This right here. Top of the World. That's the name of the song. 325 Stitches. Who's performing here. Song's readily available on Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube Music. So there you go. So a lot of stuff going on inside of the world in the multiverse. So there you go. Thanks to 325 Stitches for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. Let's get into some of the world of the stuff that's going on. This is going to probably be the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friend's ad to write love on her arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and to write love on her arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. They call it Tawala, is normally how they refer to it, .com. Once you get to the website, go all the way to the far right-hand side and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there'll be stuff related to addiction, suicide, depression, anxiety, trauma, eating disorders, grief support, self-entry, just to name a few. That's just a few of the information they have right there. And then there's some other sections that talk about 24-hour helplines if you need immediate help and other resources that are readily available. So there's like text messaging, there's calls. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff related to the website. So TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. So there you go. So let's talk about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's what we do here. At least it seems that way. So found on road driving fast. Well, just hope that the invention never really becomes to light. A new patent issued to automakers Ford would see cameras and sensors fitted to vehicles as a way of helping snitch on speeders on other vehicles. A system that would detect a nearby vehicle exceeding the local speed limit. From there, a report containing data and reading that maybe even a photo of the offending vehicle could be sent to the police via the internet. But before we get to All Big Brother about this, let's start talking about the dystopian future of driving that lies in store. Keep in mind that the car companies apply for patents all the time, and even when approved, many never come to light. Yeah, this definitely sounded like a Philip K. Dick book for a moment, as what that was being informed right there. And how is the worse than traffic enforcement cameras? At least the system probably can't tell that you're not wearing a seatbelt. So maybe that's something else to think about. Who knows? And also, what else? Not a concern, because in about 5 years, computers will be doing all of the driving and they'll be getting all of the speeding tickets as well. You know, I've kind of wondered about that for a moment. So let's discuss this. If you are in a self-driving car, fully automated, so not autopilot, but fully automated, so self-driving, doing its own, and the thing wrecks, who's at fault? Like, would you be held accountable if it, let's say, for instance, it's your car's fault? And how does the insurance cover that? Because that's going to be a whole other question for us to talk about as well. So I don't know. A lot of stuff. Definitely a lot of stuff to talk about. So there you go. So let's talk about this. It's the ick. Yeah, the ick is now officially a thing. And by a thing, I mean it has made it to the dictionary. The ick is among 3,200 new additions to the newest version of Cambridge Dictionary, which definitely includes some Gen Z slang words that are going to make some of you feel old. In addition to the ick, which is sudden, the feeling of dislike of someone or something, or no longer attached to because of something they do, here are some new additions to the Cambridge Dictionary. Boop, popularized by the Schitt's Creek, refers to the gentle hit or touch of a person or an animal's nose or on the head, showing them as for a joke, I was booping long before Schitt's Creek was there. Also, face journey, a series of expressions that appears on someone's face showing the different emotions that they are experiencing or reaction to something. Ah, like my wife when she does our teenage boy's laundry. So there you go. Chef kiss, when you put your finger and thumb together and kiss them and put your hand away from showing something, and then it goes excellent. So there you go. No, not to be confused with kiss the chef. So there you go. What else? Let's jump across a couple of these. And then if you know, you know. Enough said. But seriously, what can I say? ICK stand for? Just kidding. So there you go. A lot of information, a lot of things going on. I don't know. Do you look at this and go, these are words that are important to you? Or do you go, it's not important. Life will go on, dear John. And that's the way the cookie crumbles. I don't know. A lot of stuff always seems to be going on from that particular standpoint. So with that being said, why don't we bring some John Smalls into our life? Because I think that that's going to be important. Let's get motivated with the Motivation Minute right now.
To you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Mark. Judd Apatow said, "Eventually the nerds and the geeks will have their day." Excellent quote. Think about how true this is. Now, I'm not really sure what category I ever fit into when I was in school. I was not athletic enough to be a jock. I was not smart enough to be a nerd or a geek. I was not rich enough or popular enough to be one of the preppies. I was just me. But I know some people who definitely fit into the nerd or geek category who've done quite well for themselves. I know several millionaires who absolutely fit into this category. Why? Because they were smart enough to make something, or to start something, or to even work for someone else who is doing big things. They often, but not always, will be far more successful someday.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Albert Dürer and Franz Nightstein were starving artists. In desperation, they decided to cast lots. The winner would go to art school, and the other would continue working to support him. Albright won the toss and became a famous artist. Franz ruined his hands doing hard manual labor. He forfeited his own artistic future out of loyalty to his friend. One day, Albright found Franz on his knees, his gnarled hands clasped in prayer. Hurriedly, he sketched a moment and produced his famous etching, Praying Hands. Lord Jesus, help me to be willing to sacrifice my goals to help my friend accomplish his. In your holy name I pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Radar Safety Show.
From FSN in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world headlines. The first delivery of much-anticipated F-16 jets have arrived in Ukraine, according to officials, in a move which Kiev has said will help rebuild its damaged air force. The funerals for assassinated Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh and his bodyguard are being held in Tehran, with Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei leading the prayers. And an emergency UN session of the Council has been called following his killing in Iran as fears are mounting of possible regional escalation.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Okay, there you go. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date, back in 1981. MTV hits the airwaves. The first video aired, Video Killed the Radio Star. That's the first thing they played on MTV back in 1981. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Carmelo Hayes turns 30. Jack O'Connell turns 34. Max Carver, 36. Amelia Rose Blair turns 37. Ashley Parker Angel turns 43. Jason Momoa, 45. Sam Mendes, 59. Not the Sam Mendes you're thinking. I'm talking about the director. John Carroll Lynch turns 61. Joe Elliott turned 65, so there you go. That's some birthdays for you if you're taking a look at those that were going on. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you. It is, let's see, National Girlfriends Day, Earth Overshoot Day, National Pinball Day, National Women Astronomers Day, National Spritz Day, Play Ball Day, Respect for Parents Day, National Minority Donor Awareness Day, National Promise to Care Day, Homemade Pie Day, National Planner Day, National Mountain Climber Day, Colorado Day, World Wide Web Day, India Pale Ale Day, National Spider-Man Day, National Raspberry Cream Pie Day, and World Lung Cancer Day. So there you go. A lot of days, little time to actually talk about them. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about for sure. Before I forget, in case you did not know, Conklin Conference coming up September the 10th through the 12th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. If you want to find out more information, go to safetyfm.io. That's safetyfm.io to find out some more information about what is going on. Would love to see you there. It'll be 3 days of talking about human and organizational performance in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Todd Conklin will be there. Andrea Baker, Bob Edwards, Jen Long, just to name a few. I'll be hosting the event, so would love to see you there. SafetyFM.io for some more information, no doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, if you need a random joke for today, let me give you that. For fast-acting relief, try slowing down. If you need a phone starter for today, what is your favorite song to sing in the shower? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 26% of men have cried over this. What is it? A wedding. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me. If not, you can stay here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. If you want to be happy, set goals that command your thoughts, liberates your energy, and inspires your hope. Think about that. That will get you places that you probably never expected to go in the first place. So there you go. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big. And that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here, as I've said before. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.